1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Growing concerns of escalations between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon could spill over. The U.S. says it's working diplomatic channels to tamp down on tensions. The White House also denying claims by Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. is delaying weapon shipments. The prime minister also facing backlash in Israel. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is there.
We're seeing thousands of protesters once again marching from the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, in Jerusalem towards Netanyahu's official residence. We were there a couple of days ago. These are people who want elections, they want an end to the war in Gaza, and they want the hostages home.
The White House says it's reprioritized weapons deliveries to countries putting Ukraine first, but says weapon shipments to Israel and Taiwan will not be impacted. Excessive heat advisories stretching across at least 16 states, causing cities in upper New England to open cooling centers this week. Fire crews in New Mexico still trying to contain wildfires, now blamed for two deaths. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A committee of professors at UW-La Crosse is deciding whether disgraced former Chancellor Joe Gao should lose his job as a tenured professor. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she can't trust Gao after he made online porn.
My level of trust in the ability for him to be able to be an effective faculty member is very low. And my level of trust for him to sort of protect the university's best interests is low.
A two-day hearing wrapped up Thursday morning. Gao lost his top post at UWL late last year. He maintains he did nothing wrong. Wisconsin has had 24 tornadoes already this year. The latest was Monday in Colby. There were only 23 tornadoes all of last year, which is average. The record for a season in Wisconsin was 62 in 2005. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's officially the longest day of the year, with 15 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, marking the summer solstice starting at 3:50 p.m. when the Earth is at its greatest tilt toward the sun. Summerfest also gets underway today. This weekend's biggest acts are Kane Brown, SZA, Motley Crue, Taking Back Sunday, the Goo Goo Dolls, OAR, All American Rejects, and even the Gin Blossoms. Wheelchairs that move on tracks or treads are available to help people with disabilities enjoy nature trails. Outagamie County Parks Director Lauren Deek.
The purchase price for these chairs was roughly $19,000 each. And without the collaboration between Outagamie County Parks and our Health and Human Services Department, this would not have been possible.
The wheelchairs are available to use at Plamen Park and at Mosquito Hill Nature Center. Reservations are recommended. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers win another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Angels 2-0 in a pitcher's duel between Freddy Peralta and the Angels' 34-year-old lefty Tyler Anderson. Top of the eighth, Willy Adames up to bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Angels have been working around Adames in this game to face Hoskins. Base open at first, and now Adames, a broken bat, little flare, left field. That's going to bounce fair. Yelich will score, and Willy Adames picks up a big stake. It's a broken bat, RBI single, makes it 2-0 Brewers in the eighth.
Tonight, the Crew are in San Diego to open a long four-game series against the Padres. NFL, former tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked, what does he think of the Packers' new quarterback, Jordan Love?
I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. Quiet, yet confident and soft-spoken, yet caring. I got a chance to get, somewhat close to him. You just root for guys like him.
That's David Bakhtiari. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Today marks the summer solstice. With partly cloudy skies, spotty shower chances still sprinkle their way into our afternoon, while high temperatures flirt with 70. Tomorrow, expect heavy rain and thunderstorms, bringing another flash flood potential. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers from the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. I'm also joined by Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Tom Allball Show.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, 1 week until a presidential debate, Dom, and a big presidential debate party in Madison, but anyone can attend June 27th, 7 p.m. The pre-party starts with Dom, Kroot, Maggie, Dawn, and then the debate at 8 o'clock. Admission is free. Bring some cash for the bar and a donation if you're feeling generous. But Dom, it's a week till the debate. This has captivated my imagination, this debate. I think it's a big deal. Perhaps the most important deal of your lifetime. Presidential debate.
Yes, yes. And what are your expectations, Gertie? They lay it down, man.
My prediction, pain.
Pain. For whom?
Well, it was pointed out, and I have been checking the text line already, Dom. A few of the callers said, you know, 90 minutes on his feet? That could be a long time. Joe should ask for a chair. Well, I suspect they'll be able to sit for a moment during, what, like the intermission. They'll probably do like a halftime break at least. CNN will want to sell some commercials.
Right?
So there'll be some breakaway segment. I've noted you stand during the show, but during the commercial breaks, you often go and sit down.
Yeah.
So rest your ass for a minute and whatever. So, I don't think that's really going to be any hindrance for either candidate. I think they're capable of standing, perhaps with a short intermission break. Above and beyond that, Dom, I wonder if Donald Trump is beginning to feel it slipping away from him. Fox News today has got new polling out. And for the first time in like 9 months, Joe Biden is beating Donald Trump in the Fox News polling. And Trump's losing his freaking mind.
Well, of course, because it's a Fox News poll, and it's never been good for Donald Trump. And remember that other guy, he sits on the board. What's his name? The former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. He's a dog. Get the dog off your board.
I'm leading big. Now, Trump continues meltdown over polls suggesting his campaign is collapsing. I don't know if it goes that far, but here's it. How's it being reported? Donald Trump continued raging
this afternoon over a new Fox News poll showing him falling behind President Joe Biden for the first time since last year. The president, that's Biden, moved into the lead for the first time since October in a hypothetical matchup with the presumptive Republican nominee, who spent much of the morning attacking the conservative media organization that conducted the poll, which showed Biden up 50-48 in a head-to-head race. The latest Fox News poll is trash, Trump posted on his Truthy social. They used a biased Democrat-leaning sample of voters, polling more Biden 2020 voters than Trump 2020 voters to skew the results in favor of Crooked Joe. Now, I'll save you the crosstabs on the actual polling, about 1,100 people, Dom. But more from the disgraced former.
The raging. He just cannot contain himself.
I'm leading big in virtually every other poll, including in all key battleground states like Wisconsin, where I just held a massive rally. It was fairly large, the crowd substantial in Racine. And Pennsylvania, where I will be on Saturday. Also, the number one issue in this country is not protecting democracy. It's inflation and immigration. You know, because watch how he tries to claim he's the candidate of democracy, Dom. If protecting democracy, Trump is your best choice, because Crooked Joe Biden is the greatest threat to democracy in history, with his open border and weaponization of the justice system against his political opponent, me. Me. It's always about him, right? Capitalized me exclamation point. Fox News polls have never treated me or MAGA fairly. Don't worry, we will win. Fox News should get rid of Paul Ryan and get a new pollster, but they won't. I mean, taking a crack at Paul Ryan just because he's talking and Fox News is somehow attached. But there's more, Dom. Wait, there's more.
Paul Ryan, didn't Paul Ryan say that Donald Trump was unfit to serve as recently as last week?
About a week ago.
Yeah.
Nobody ever trusted Fox News, and I'm one of them, with the weak and ineffective rhino Paul Ryan on its board of directors. That was yesterday's posting, Dom. He's a total lightweight, a failed and pathetic Speaker of the House, and a very disloyal person.
Ooh, see, you got to watch out for that.
That's what really bothers him.
Well, anybody rid me of these disloyal former Speakers of the House?
Rupert and Lachlan. Murdoch. Get that dog off your board. You don't need him. All you need is Trump. Make America great again.
All you need is love.
No, all you need is Trump.
All you need is Trump. Yeah, Trump's going to save democracy. That's what he did last time, right? After you lost the election and lost all the court challenges and lost all the recounts and conspired with Republicans and the House and senators. Senate leadership to overthrow the government. That's the guy who says is going to protect democracy.
Yes, a little irony there.
You think.
But what about the fact that he's attacking the Fox News polling, Dom? I mean, if it's in Fox News, and I've got to say, from a polling perspective, Fox News isn't quite as bad as Rasmussen, but they're certainly right of center. They're certainly seeking outcomes for their polls that would seemingly indicate that their ideology is right, correct. So, to attack a Fox News poll, Dom, I would say, if anything, this probably underestimates the amount of shift of the electorate since the guilty verdicts came down. Because this has been a 3-point swing in the Fox News polling since May and a 5-point swing since March. They're moving away from Trump to Biden, according to Fox News. No wonder he hates their ass. You know, it's interesting, Dom. This new polling came out yesterday. You know where you wouldn't have heard about it? On Fox News. The Foxy News people, they don't really want to talk about it much. You can talk with us, 844-967-2789. But did you note that? Did you note that none of the primetime hosts really wanted to talk about the new Fox
really
News polling
a whole lot
on the Fox News? You know, they don't talk about the Fox News on the Fox News much. let me get to it. Here's what the Washington Post had to say. A new Fox poll has bitten up. Fox's primetime hosts didn't mention it. Now, Dom, I had a little run-in myself. It's been a couple years since I've been on Fox News. It was getting to be sort of a regular thing every 6 weeks or so. And what was my major complaint? Do you remember what my complaint with the Foxy News was?
They weren't covering the J6 hearings.
They were not covering the J6 hearings, even though every other major media outlet was. And Fox News didn't have it on Fox News. Now, it was run on Fox Business, but they ran with their normal primetime lineup. You know, and at that time it included Tucker Carlson. So the J6 committee is having primetime. That was the very first one, if you'll recall. And that was on a Friday. And as fate would have it, and it was my birthday weekend, if I recall, 2 years ago, Crudy had been invited on for a Sunday with Mike Emanuel. And I've been on his show a number of times. And they thought of me as sort of a reliable lefty they could paint into a corner and crap on, Dom. They've been doing that for a couple of years. And as some that had been listening to the show for some period of time recalled, I was really sort of looking for an out clause. Didn't want to be quite as frequently on the Foxy News as I was. And quite frankly, I got death threats sometimes when I went on. But if I didn't get them before, I did this particular Sunday. I think it was June 13, 2022, because I called out Fox News for their failure to cover the January 6th.
And take the fight to Republicans. Mike, what's your assessment?
The real fight is for democracy. The real fight is for the soul. And the real bull is that your network won't cover it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We covered it plenty. We just aired it on the Fox Business Network. We sent it out to all of our Fox stations.
Fox Business
Network.
Dude,
you're going to come on here. Let me set the record straight. I want to be neutral here, but when you attack our network, I got a problem with that.
Did you write any ads during Tucker Carlson's show?
Mike, let me get in here. Mike, hold on. That's the kind of filth we get from the other side using profane language.
This Jeff guy, I had appeared once prior, the other panelist that, the filth. I think my response was, I was just quoting Attorney General Bill Barr back to you. I think that's how I covered my profanity.
Donald Trump's crowds at his rallies are chanting BS, BS, BS. So
I've heard Trump say in a church.
You're pearl clutching. Oh, he said BS. We can't possibly. But listen to the guy you're following, right? Are you kidding me?
Well, it was funny because I kept pounding. And eventually they turned off my microphone and I was supposed to stick around for a second segment. But as we went to a commercial break, you know, similar to what we're doing here, the cameraman there in Madison, because I wasn't in the Fox News studios, I was here on a remote location. The cameraman said, when you said BS, the entire control room audibly gasped. And I'm thinking, good, then they heard it. And it played out. It did go somewhat viral. That did catch a few people's attention, Dom. But I thought it was important to point out Fox News did not cover the January 6th, not live. And not only that, but during their primetime lineup, including Tucker Carlson, they wouldn't even put commercial breaks in. You're in the broadcast business to sell ads, right? They were so concerned during the commercial break that you might tune away and find someone else's coverage of the J6 committee hearing that night, they didn't play commercials. Can't quite trust them. But they're coming to Milwaukee. They're setting up camp for the RNC, Dom, 3 weeks.
That'll be great. I can't wait.
And we'll tell you how they covered their own polling, the Fox News polling, last night during the primetime. Yes, you guessed it. They didn't.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Join Liza Hellenbrand for The Empowered Caregiver every Saturday morning from 8 to 9. The Empowered Caregiver Show uplifts caregivers through education, advocacy, and support, while also lifting up their invaluable role in society. The Empowered Caregiver is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's The Empowered Caregiver, Saturday at 8 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW Talk of Green Bay.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture.
and the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the glass.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take on the political party line, 844-967-2789.
Dom, it's not just the RNC and the Republicans coming to Milwaukee. It's also Fox News. They're setting up camp, dude. They'll have inside coverage inside the Pfizer Forum. That'll be the host location. They're going to have a studio set in the Deer District, Dom. Fox News will be there covering
like literally it. Literally running their almost their full lineup of shows out of Milwaukee.
That week. And, you know, Fox News has a bit of a history here with the state of Wisconsin. If you'll recall, during the uprising, happened about a block away from where I'm sitting right now. I'm on State Street, 200 block. The Capitol's right there, the Wisconsin State Capitol. And when there were 100,000 peaceful protesters protesting Scott Wanker, who got his ass handed to him on CNN last night. If you haven't seen Ben Wickler lighten his ass up, I believe it's on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. But anyways, when the uprising came and the peaceful protest came, do you recall how Fox News covered it, Tom? With fake video of fights breaking out in palm trees in Madison in winter.
Fox News seems inaccurate. It's almost like Fox News has been Fox Lies. Didn't they plead? No, they pled to a case, right? Like $700 million they had to pay the Dominion, and they're still in the midst of the Smartmatic case for $1 billion or $2 billion. They still have cases going on. So,
and a few of their hosts, including Maria Bartiromo, they had to dump the one guy who was he? I forget, but they've had to get rid of a few. Tucker Carlson's now gone. He was also on the receiving end of some of those defamation allegations. But when your whole news organization's under lawsuit for defamation. And
does that impact anybody listening? Any of the Fox heads out there that are like, well, I listen to Fox News and that's my only source. And well, do you take into consideration that they literally settle for hundreds of millions of dollars are still literally in court in defamation cases for lying to their audience? Does that bother any of the audience, man? And now they're going to come rolling in to Milwaukee, you know, and spread some more of that.
I mean, fair and balance. Fair and balanced for everyone.
And then the poll comes out and they don't even talk about it.
Well, that's the interesting point. Let's go there. When Fox News has new polling, it often gives evening news host Brett Baer the honor of unveiling them. So on Wednesday, that was last night, Dom, Baer opened his show with new numbers from the channel's well-regarded pollsters. Good evening, I'm Brett Baer. We're releasing new Fox News polls right now about the presidential race. President Biden gets his best result this election cycle in the head-to-head against former President Donald Trump. He leads 50-48. That is within the margin of error. Now, Bear went on to show the recent trend in the Fox polling from a 5-point Trump lead in March to a 1-point lead last month. Again, all within the margin of error, a very tight race. True, fair. The trend since March has favored Biden, but the difference between Trump leading by 1 in May and trailing by 2 in June is not itself significant. It is a very tight race, maybe slightly tighter than a few weeks ago, but otherwise consistently so. The result, though, was the first time Biden has led in a Fox polling since October. That is not news that most Fox News viewers, a group that, let's just say, skews Republican and heavily pro-Trump, is interested in hearing. They don't want to tell them the truth because they will revolt against those that tell the truth. They're not in the truth-telling business.
They'll change the channel if they are told something that they don't like or they don't agree with.
So for the rest of the evening, Fox didn't talk about it much. Bear also had other stuff to get in before digging into the findings. He transitioned from a report about the poll into a story about a violent attack in New York City allegedly committed by an immigrant in the country illegally, the sort of story that comports entirely with Trump's campaign strategy. And by the end of the hour, he welcomed several panelists to discuss the poll numbers. One panelist touted the findings as good news for Biden. Another, the Washington Times, Charles Hurt, and understand that's where they let Scott Walker write a column. Any place that would let Scott Walker write a column is a partisan rag. So consider the source, the Washington Times. Charles Hurt shrugged at the finding that Americans were motivated by the perceived threat to democracy. At the end of the day, these elections usually don't turn on amorphous things like the future of democracy. Elections turn on things that really matter, like the economy and the border, issues where Trump has more of an advantage. The show before Bears is The Five, a chatty opinion show that generally noodles over whatever cultural war issue is animating the right in the moment. And on Wednesday's episode, that meant discussing reporting from Axios, in which Democratic consultants fretted about Biden's positioning. Co-host Jesse Waters figured he knew why. If you look at polling, polling doesn't change around June, he claimed. It usually locks in right about now. They must be freaking out. But the columnist writes, this isn't true. There are often shifts in polling in the final months of the race. Less than an hour later, of course, Fox News was about to offer evidence of such a shift. About 3 hours later on Waters' own show, he didn't mention the new Fox News data. Instead, he ran a segment about how Democrats and the left were in denial about recent polling. Again, a little touch of irony there.
Laura Ingraham's show, which aired right after Bears, there was similarly no mention of the polls, save for a comment from guest Byron York about one of the other questions it included. On Gutfield, the channel's late-night comedy show, Gutfield mentioned the polling only to make a joke about recent data from CBS News. A little bit on that, Crudy, I did pull up the actual poll. The number one topic, extremely important, 68%. Found it extremely important. The future of U.S. American democracy. Number one, economy. Two, stability and normalcy, whatever that means. That's number three. Healthcare. Four, immigration. Five, abortion. Six, guns. Standing up to elite interests. Climate change and the Israel-Hamas war. Not only that, the Drudge, one of my favorites, Crudy, they labeled it Trump's abysmal polling week. And they linked to a Newsweek article. Trump suffers abysmal polling week. Really? Not just this poll, two other polls from this week as well, showing a slight shift, although still within the margin of error. And one of them polling about 10,000, 11,000 people.
Don't tell them that on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Dom. They'll turn off the dial. More Devil's Advocates. Never turn off the dial. Thou shalt listen 3 hours a day.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Law Library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Buying a home is more expensive than ever, according to a Wisconsin Realtors Association report. Locally, home sales fluctuate day to day, says Rochelle Jordan of Dominion Title and Exchange.
Some days you're super busy and you can't see straight, and then other days it's like, where's everybody at? I think it's like that for everybody, lenders and agents involved. I think all together we're noticing the difference in interest rates. Housing prices still really haven't come down. Some have, some haven't. So we're just navigating the waters of that.
According to the report, May 2024 home sales were up 11% over the previous year. Kakana has put the goats to work. Goats are patrolling the Thousand Islands Environmental Center, helping to control invasive species with minimal or no herbicide usage. The goats are from Mulberry Lane Farms in Hilbert, and they eat buckthorn, removing it from the forest floor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How does Usher stay in shape? He follows in the footsteps of his grandma. The pop star recently talked about his diet and exercise routine with the Wall Street Journal and says he credits his physique to meditation and starts his days with a drink consisting of celery juice, cayenne pepper, ginger lemon, and water, followed by a session of yoga. The pop icon also says he fasts on Wednesdays because that's what his grandma did. Isn't that sweet? And yeah, not eating? Great way to keep the weight off. Fans of The Apprentice or of its demise might enjoy a new book called Apprentice in Wonderland, which is now available. Variety reports that the book details on-set meltdowns by host Donald Trump, which include racial slurs and storming off the set. The former president also claims that Deborah Messing was not only in love with him, but so thankful for the ratings lead-in The Apprentice provided for her show, Will and Grace. Since Trump said it, it must be true, except that it's not, because Will and Grace was on before The Apprentice. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and Friday, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight near 60, high tomorrow, low 70s. Storms around again Saturday, more heavy rain possible, a high into the low 80s. Beautiful Sunday, sunshine and a high again, low 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at herbalaspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from herbalaspect.com, code Devil Radio. For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free, you're welcome, but bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friend Peter Rapine of EFOM's World stops by with a lighter look at the week in review. Do not miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. Always appreciate your participation on the phones, on the text line. It's the same number. We keep it simple. 844-967-2789. Be like Joe from Madison and join us on the big show. Joe, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
You guys, thanks for bringing up how the trustworthiness of Fox News. I think this is really an important issue. The case that they were involved with at Dominion, the lawsuit that they were involved with, was no small little, oh, he said, she said sort of thing. It was the largest settlement of damages in a media industry in our history. And, well, why did they get that? How did they get that? I remember reading before this case, went up to trial. They went up to the point of trial, and then they settled. There was a lawyer online, and he wrote, and I just found this so fascinating. He said, when I look at this Dominion lawsuit years as a lawyer, I have never seen a more clear-cut example of defamation and malice and poor results that come about from this, that the company suffers because of this defamation. And it really opened my eyes, because what they were saying was, this is a company that has spent years creating this election software that they have, and they have plans to sell it, not just in the United States, but all over the world. So here is Fox News, their people in management and their prominent hosts like Maria Bartiromo, people like that, were having folks on who were criticizing Dominion software and said that it was shifting votes away from Donald Trump, which was absolutely not true. So if you look at cases of defamation, it's okay. Number one, is it true what the people are saying? Answer is no. Second point, did they know it was untrue? Yep. And they went ahead and did it. There are internal documents that they found in the course of this case where the internal management of Fox and prominent hosts knew that it was wrong, it was incorrect, and they went ahead with it because they saw an advantage, a financial advantage, in pitching this incorrect story.
Oh, come on, Joe. They spent almost $1 billion, did not have to make that public admission.
Isn't that amazing, though? And they finally did. So they settled for the $787 million, which is a gigantic. It's not just a he said, she said. This is a huge blow. And this isn't the only one, because, as recall, SmartTech is just around the corner. They're still working their way through SmartTech, another company that alleges the same thing. So what got me was just the fact that this company was ruined by what these people were saying about them. What Fox was saying about Dominion software, their election systems, ruined that company. It was an ordinary company, people working to develop, create, and market a product. And these people, because of their love of money, they wanted more ratings. That's what they wanted. They went ahead and slimed those people. So imagine you have a product and you spend a long time developing it, and people get on air and just slime it. It's defamation. And that they went ahead and did it knowing that it was wrong. Oh, man, they deserve everything they got. And for people to count on that news service when you guys are wrong, you correct yourself. You don't persist. You go, well, we got that wrong. Here's how we got it wrong.
If we ever got something wrong, Joe, we totally would admit it and acknowledge it and correct the record.
Yeah. And it sure would be the situation where if you knew that it was wrong, you wouldn't persist just for your own benefit. That's not how you are.
Yeah, Joe, and great point, and thank you so much for the call, and always for listening. Yes, of course. Of course, we have character. We're not going to do that. That's not the point. That's, Fox News, well, apparently they have a different mission. Smartmatic, Joe, that's the name of the company. Just 10 days ago, Washington Post has an update on that. They're seeking to depose 4 Fox officials as part of its 2020 lawsuit, a $2.7 billion defamation lawsuit. I want to get some of these board members. They also go and kind of to the bottom of this article at the Washington Post. The Dominion case settled for $787.5 million before the April 2023 trial was scheduled to begin. In concluding, neither Fox nor Smartmatic has given any indication that they intend to settle this particular lawsuit, the $2.7 billion lawsuit. If Fox were to move for a settlement, it would likely do so ahead of any release of sensitive internal documents that could hurt the network's public image or embarrass network hosts and executives. Yeah.
Again. So you mean Fox again? News,
Fox Lies is going to be cutting a fatter check this time. But welcome to Milwaukee. Please proceed with your lies.
844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, welcome back. I understand you got a sister listening to us today. Shout out to...
I do. My sister Anna's listening to you guys now. So I got... She's in Chippewa Falls, so we're going to get you all around the state.
Listening in on 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome in.
Hey, why don't they play Maggie Showette in the afternoon?
Hey, man, don't ask me anything about any other show on this lineup or you're going to get the back of my hand, Tom. Just saying.
All right. All I'm going to say is that you guys are definitely growing, and everybody, I'm out here in Los Angeles, originally a Wisconsinite, and just want to say that you have to download the app or go to domandcrute.com if you want, and, you know, definitely download the app because you can get it anywhere. And it's just this network and this show in particular is so great. And, yeah, that's all I really wanted to say. I wanted to say also that that fake Fox News, so I'm calling them now, fake Fox News, nobody on the Republican side seems to want to take accountability for anything. I thought they were supposed to be about accountability.
No, and victimhood mostly, Tom. Victimhood.
Victims. Is there any way at all that we're getting anywhere with these people like Gary and the other guy that calls in that sounds just like Gary and CJ? I mean, are we getting anywhere with these people? Like, are they starting to see the light? Can they look their grandchildren in the eyes and say, I voted for a convicted felon? I mean, that's just be put on their tombstone when they're done, if they, you know, when they're off this planet. Also wanted to say that on voting, if anybody is voting ahead of time, my sister actually moved from one place to another, and she had to re-register to vote, and she's voting absentee. And the thing is, because she put the number sign down for the number that they're living in, the apartment that they're living in, it got kicked back. So just make everyone really aware to register and then check your registration. Make sure it's good, because these Republicans have tried to put things in place that are suppressing the vote and making it so it's much harder in the great state of Wisconsin to actually vote. So everyone check that. Don't ever take a provisional ballot. They don't count. And I think that's all I got today, guys.
Right on, Tom.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for turning your sister on to the greatest radio show ever. And if you do not believe that, we may sue you for defamation.
Now, only because it's true.
I did verify I should verify both versions. The domandcrute.com still working. But what I haven't looked to see is the cruteanddom.com. See if Tom kept that active. Finding out. Aw, it only works one way. It's a one-way street, Tom.
DomandCrute.com.
That works, but CruteandDom.com apparently does not. DarnWy.com. That still works.
844-967-2789.
While we're talking about websites, Tom, I have some tremendous breaking news for you and the entire audience. I can steal Donald Trump's thunder. I know who he has selected as his vice presidential choice.
And
do you want to
know? Yeah, I want to know. How
I know
how
this.
You know. Why do you think you, Crudy, have all the answers and can read Donald Trump's mind?
Well, I don't have to read his mind. I just have to follow a URL link to the website. It's already up. It's already functional. Trump and his vice president's name run together. It's already up and functioning, Dom. And I said I reversed engineered this. I also verified there are a number of candidates that ran in the primary and people that have been bantered as possible VP picks for Trump. Only one path works, and it takes you to the Trump official campaign website. So someone from Trump has gone out there, purchased and routed Trump Burgum. Doug Burgum. Who's Doug Burgum? He's the governor of North Dakota with the bushy eyebrows. He looks like one of the old Muppet guy up in the balcony. That, I think, has been the selection of Donald Trump. Because if you do Trump DeSantis, doesn't work. Trump Haley doesn't work. Trump Scott doesn't work. I did several of these. And the only one that works, Trump Burgum. And it leads you to a Donald Trump, you know, the campaign website. It's already been routed by the Trump campaign to the Trump website. And where did I get that tip? From Righty Whitey talk radio host Dan O'Donnell.
Oh.
But it has credibility in that I did my own investigation and found it to be credible. So I think Trump's picked a pick that will excite no one. No one. I mean, if this is his pick, and I've seen Doug Burgum out there surrogating for this guy, to what end? A, I'm pretty sure you would have won the, three electoral votes from the state of North Dakota. Three, because you got two U.S. senators and one congressman, my understanding. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but no more than three or four electoral votes coming out of North Dakota. It's a pretty damn red state. So it's not like you needed the push to get those three electoral votes. And, you know, he could have chosen someone that would help him win a swing state, perhaps. I mean, hell, someone put it out there. God, tell me it's not Scott Walker. Well, at least that would be a more logical decision. Scott Walker might bring, you know, some percentage of the Wisconsin vote. And this is an important swing state. And Trump won it once and lost it once. Well, you know, adding a Scott Walker to the ticket surely makes more sense than adding North Dakota's governor to the ticket, because
there's one other thing that maybe you're not considering. Burgum's rich, bitch. Like Forbes saying he's over $100 million. So Scott Walker, less than $100 million. You know what I mean?
Scott Walker's net worth when he was running for president years ago was less than a dollar, Dom. Negative $73,500 on his FEC disclosure. To my understanding, the only net negative worth candidate to ever run for the presidency, Dom. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought I had read that statistic. So you think his appeal? So he's picking his VP the same way that RFK Jr. did? Based on dollar signs?
Let's see. Here's another one. The Business 2 community, this is saying, I don't know the site, $1.1 billion, they're saying Burgum's worth. So I'm seeing any numbers from $100 million to well over $100 million to $1 billion. So let's just say he's rich. And, you know, then you don't have to worry about necessarily, you know, relying on the donors. You're already that rich. You already got the rich friends. You know, yeah, man. I mean, would you rather have that, or would you rather have someone in a swing state that, you know, has to fundraise get their own $50 million.
Well, here's the deal, Dom. The only reason you pick a guy like Doug Burgum is so he doesn't outshine the top of the ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want a Ron DeSantis.
Radio host, Rudy.
You don't want a Nikki Haley. You don't want someone that could steal a little bit of the old man's thunder. So you gotta go out and find the most vanilla oatmeal candidate you possibly can, because
and rich
Mike Pence is not going to run with you this time, and I think Doug Burgum is that guy.
He might hang with him, but he's not going to run with him.
I see what you did there. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can always be a part. Doug Burgum, Donald Trump's VP pick. You heard it here first. 844-967-2789. I can tell you're all enthused. Everyone's like, wow, Doug Burgum. I got to Google that guy and figure out who the hell he is.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
For the Love of Democracy Tour, sponsored by Chance Design Build, announces the greatest political party
ever. Join the Devil's Advocates at the Barrymore Theater, Madison, Thursday, June 27th, for a pre-presidential debate panel discussion featuring attorney Maggie Dawn and the Devil's Advocates at 7 p.m. Biden versus Trump, the most important presidential debate of your lifetime, to follow at 8 p.m. Admission is free. You're welcome. But bring cash for the bar and donations will be accepted at the door.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are your fix. You can join us on the lines for your fix, 844-967-2789.
Perhaps a bigger announcement, more breaking news. Lynn, our pal from Oconomowoc, tells us Bernie Sanders coming to Wisconsin Wednesday, June 26th for a 6 p.m. event in Mount Pleasant. Maybe he's coming to help the recall Robin efforts.
Recall Robin Voss.
Bernie Sanders, the most popular politician in America. I said that once. I was politifacted, mostly true, because somewhere out there, there was a singular poll that had Barack Obama up like 1 point on Bernie. But I stand by my words, politifact. 844-967-2789. Dom, also checking the text line, but nothing notable for the moment. We have a little new information. My understanding about the debate. Oh, well, Jeff did have a message worthy of note. He's got a conspiracy theory. Plot twist. Trump forces, well, he calls him Burgum. To buy the website only to dump him in Milwaukee. He's going to get ghosted on the stage. He's just leaving Burgum out in the Deer District. He's just going to wander the streets like Milverine does, right? I forget where I put it, Don, but I did have some noteworthy information about Donald Trump getting the last word at the presidential debate. Apparently, they've made some determinations, Dom, and Trump gets the last word. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Actually, Biden won the coin toss. Do you want the last word, or do you let the other guy go last?
I don't think it matters.
Well, it could
I really
matter.
Don't know. I mean, how many independent, how many minds are going to change? You know, I don't think it'll matter if, you know, if Joe Biden performs well and is on his game, is sharp and articulate and forceful and empathetic, because that's, you know, those are his superpowers. He's empathetic. You can't listen to a guy like Joe. No, I really mean it. I mean it. You know, that's how Joe is. But there's not gonna be a crowd there to be wooed necessarily, right? There's no crowd. It's just Trump on the stage with Joe Biden and the moderators. So I don't think it'll really have an impact one way or the other who actually wraps up the actual debate.
We'll be the 12th man at the Barrymore Theater. We'll be so loud, Joe can hear us all the way from Madison. A few of the details as political reporting, Dom. President Joe Biden will deliver his closing statement first in the upcoming presidential debate, giving former President Donald Trump the last word. And apparently, Biden won the coin flip and deferred to the second half. No, chose to go first in his closing statements, as it's being reported here by Politico. The president selected the right podium, positioning himself on the right of viewers' television screens. Trump will be on the left. There's a little irony for you, Dom. Leaving his Republican rival to opt to go second during closing statements at the end of the 90-minute broadcast. Here's what you get. Each candidate's lectern is supplied with one pen, a pad of paper, and a water bottle, while pre-written notes and props will not be permitted or will be prohibited, according to the rules agreed upon by both campaigns last week.
Oh, so no Melania.
The podium positions will be identical to the candidates' placements during the 2020 debates, but this will be the first of their matchups in which Trump delivers the final statement, though he interrupted Biden's closing remarks during their September 2020
Will you shut
debate.
Up, man?
And Don, beyond podium placement and details about closing remarks, several rules announced over the weekend appear designed to prevent a repeat of that hostile first meeting. Candidates will not deliver opening statements. No opening statements, just right into the debate, Dom. CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash will moderate, and they will have 2 minutes each for answers. The candidates will, not the moderators, I suspect. 1 minute for rebuttals and 1 minute for responses to rebuttals. So like 4 minutes question-ish. Will there be cross-examination and fact-checking going on, Dom?
I strenuously object, Your Honor.
I strongly object. In addition, no audience will be present, a demand of President Biden, which deprives Trump of an environment that he is that has previously allowed him to inflate his presence. Also, Dom, we've talked about this. CNN will mute microphones to avoid interruptions between turns. I wish they did that here, and place two commercial breaks in the 90-minute broadcast. The network also strictly enforced its rules for qualifying for the stage, which Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent candidate, failed to reach.
What did you say, two commercial breaks?
Two commercial breaks in 90 minutes.
Do we know the length of the commercial breaks?
That wasn't specifically enumerated here.
All right.
Like wondering if there's time to
sit down and get a foot rub, I guess.
You know, we had a 2 minute break before I ran to the bathroom and made it back. And Rich even commented, you know, you can pee quickly if you need to. And I did. Important
job,
stuff. Man. Yeah, I'm very proud of myself.
Did you wash your hands?
I did wash my hands.
I didn't have time.
Well, you know, I want to get back on the air for you fine audience.
That's the mic, man.
I did wash my hands, but here is an admission I'll make. Luckily, this is an audio-only product because I have not showered today and I've been working hard. I might be a little stanky.
All right,
it's time for a happy hour, Dom. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They'll let you in the bar a little stanky, won't they? All the places you would go to.
All the best places, they always do. Bring your boots. Bring your money. Bring your cash.
A happier hour in a 5 o'clock debate. Should women be drafted? And your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
On Friday's show, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.